The title of the message is A Price in Pain, Suffering, and Death. Your salvation costs more than you think. No amount of money could ever buy your salvation. Let's read Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3 to 5. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. He was beaten, he was bruised, he was wounded as a consequence of our sins, that we would be forgiven and be reconciled to God the Father. I want to talk today about the grace we have been given to come before God as a result of the wounds that Jesus suffered up to and on the cross for our sins. Too often it is taken for granted that we come before God through Jesus Christ, never being really conscious of what that means. Most of us have heard of or know what John 14 verse 6 says. It says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is what Jesus said. I would like you to pause and think for a moment about what it actually means to come to God through Jesus Christ. Thank God, without pain, without suffering, and without the need to die. Let me explain further by going to Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2. Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor is ear too dull to hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. We see, in fact, that God had turned his back on you and me. Before you and I were believers in Christ, sin separated us from God, and we faced punishment and death. The Hebrew word for sin is avon, and has a twofold meaning. It means rebellion against God's law, attached with punishment from God for breaking his law. What I think we sometimes forget is that every sin constituted to punishment, which led to suffering and death for the sinner. Now we need to be ever conscious as believers in Christ as to what has brought us to be able to reconcile with God. You see, God found a way to bridge the separation between him and us, caused by sin, so we could feel and experience his goodness, warmth, and love. Jesus Christ is the bridge for that separation between God and mankind. And for that, he was beaten, bruised, wounded, and died on the cross as a consequence of our sins. So you see, you don't just come to God through the name of Jesus Christ, but you come to God through the wounds of Jesus and through the beatings and death that he suffered. And this included the crown of thorns that he had put on his head, thorns that were beaten into his head. His body was also pierced in his side with the spear, even though he was already dead. His resurrected body carried a hole in his side that Thomas, the disciple, was able to put his hand into. We read this in John chapter 20, verses 26 to 28. A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." That our Savior carried marks on his body, which he had received as a result of his punishment and death for our sins, is an amazing feat. In Psalm 22, verse 16, we read, "Dogs surround me, a pack of villains encircles me. They pierce my hands and my feet." This shows a picture of our Lord's body surrounded by barking, hungry dogs waiting to eat and ravage those bodies that died of the flogging before they were crucified. This verse gives us also a picture of Jesus having his hands and his feet nailed to the cross before it would be placed upright for him to hang there until his death that was needed to bring us forgiveness and reconciliation with the Father. Too often we hear that salvation is free and that it costs nothing. Well, that's true. It doesn't cost you anything and never cost humanity anything either. However, it costs Jesus, the pain, the suffering, and his death. A price far beyond which any human being was able to pay. We read how Jesus completed the work he had set out to do in John chapter 19, verses 28 to 30, which says, "After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, 'I thirst.' Now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and they filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on hyssop, and put it to his mouth. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, 'It is finished.' And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit." When Jesus said, "It is finished," before bowing his head and giving up his ghost, that was the completion of our salvation. It was not the end of sin, but it was the beginning of being able to remain in fellowship with God through the forgiveness of Jesus Christ for our sins. This means that there is no more outstanding work to be done. All the pain, suffering, and death were fulfilled by Jesus in order to meet the requirement for our salvation. For this we are eternally grateful to our Lord, who gives us the availability to seek and receive forgiveness for the sins we commit and confess to. God bless you, Pastor Philip.
There's a man. There's a man who looks after you and me. He's a man we cannot see. There's a man who's got so much love to share. He's a man who wants our sorrows to bear. Angels know his name.
He is the same today.